On her 41st birthday, a woman received wrinkle-removing cream from her teenage daughter. Someone asked, what did you get last year from her? She said, the wrinkles.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
There's an old Jewish proverb that goes like this. God could not be everywhere, so he made mothers. Well, the truth is, God is omnipresent, but sometimes we feel like our mothers are too. Little girl was asked what she would change about her mother. She said, I would like for her to get rid of those invisible eyes on her back. Sounds like she had my mom for a mother. Mom had this almost creepy intuition. So often she seemed to know exactly what I was thinking. She must have been a mischievous little girl because many times she was one step ahead of us, often finding evidence before a crime had been committed. You moms are amazing. We love you. My mom once said something like this to me with an arm around my shoulder. You can be anything you want when you grow up, as long as it's not taller than me. Ah, Mom. Well, I am taller than she was, but she's still one step ahead of me, with the Lord. And hardly a day goes by when I don't think of her and thank God for her life. Some kids were asked questions about their mothers. You'll like their answers. How did God make mothers? He used dirt, just like the rest of us. God made my mom just the same like he made me. He just used bigger parts. What ingredients are mothers made of? They had to get their start from men's bones. Then they mostly used stirring, I think. What kind of little girl was your mom? My mom has always been my mom, and none of that other stuff. Another little girl answered, they say she used to be nice. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd get rid of that. Here's another. I'd make my mom smarter. Then she would know it was my sister who did it and not me. What is the difference between moms and dads? Moms have magic. They make you feel better without medicine. Dads are taller and stronger, but moms have all the real power, because that's who you gotta ask if you want to sleep over at your friend's. What does your mom do in her spare time? To hear her tell it, she pays bills all day long. A little boy said, mothers don't do spare time. Well, moms love to laugh, but let's be honest, many are struggling. Crammed schedules aside, moms sometimes cope and sometimes don't. I love how real scripture is when it comes to the struggles of life and relationships and offspring. Bible moms are not smiling figurines in a gift shop. Ruth was left childless and widowed at a young age. Rachel, Hannah, and Sarah were infertile. Eve's sons, Cain and Abel, didn't exactly get along. The prodigal son showed terrible disrespect toward his parents, causing them heartbreak. Ruth Graham has wise advice for the parents of prodigals. We must take care of the possible and trust God for the impossible. We cannot convict of sin or create hunger and thirst after God. These are miracles. And miracles are not in our department. I like that. Wow, and miracles are not in our department. My prayer for each of you, dear moms, is that wherever you are, you would know you are loved by God and that He hears your prayers and He's going to answer them. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and the grandmas too. May we all take care of the possible and trust God for the impossible. And remember what department we're in. It's not the miracle department. That's up to God.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.